Coach's Insight programs here tonight on Care 93.7. I'm Brandon Tebb, and we got Pat Battle on the line with us. That is the Atchison boys basketball coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The Phoenix with a record of 5-2, coming off just that second loss of the season to KC Washington, their last time out on Friday, and getting ready for the Tonganoxie tournament, which starts here tonight. We'll dive into that momentarily. But, Coach, you know, we talked last week leading up to that game against Washington. You spoke very highly of them. You know, outside of Junction City, you called them probably the best team on the schedule to that point. And Washington played a good game, winning it 57-42. You know, take us back to that one on Friday and just some key takeaways from it.
Well, I think the one big thing that was really important is the fact that we've got to get a whole lot better executing offensively. They were really good. They turned us over. I mean, we made a lot of mistakes. I thought we shot the ball well early, but then in the second half, we're trying to press a little bit too much. We need to rely more on the offense. Guys were trying to do a little bit too much in some spots, and so it resulted in us really going cold offensively. I just didn't feel we had a rhythm from about midway through the second quarter on. And part of that is because of what they do. They're about as good as we're going to see as far as their on-ball pressure. They are athletic. They have the ability to get pieces of balls and to be real disruptive. And so I thought they played a very good game. I got to tip my cap to them as much, but we've got to get better executing offensively for sure.
Have you been working on that, I'm guessing, throughout the course of practice? No early week game, so you've had a few days gearing up for this, you know, tournament, which starts here tonight. But, you know, what's been the extra few days of practice been looking like?
I think we're getting there. Certainly, I think we're doing a better job of setting better screens, cutting without the basketball. I mean, that's a big part of it, is moving without the basketball. And we were just a little bit too stagnant, I felt, on Friday night. So, yeah, I mean, time will tell. And we're going to see a team in Wichita North that on paper is 0-9, but they play murderer's row as far as their schedule playing in the Greater Wichita League. They're a good team. They've got two kids that in their backcourt that can play for just about anybody that we see with their guard play, and they'll be ready to come, and it'll be a tough game for us.
Yeah, that's obviously starting today with the semifinals and championship Friday and Saturday. You know, we touched on it a little bit last week, and you know, this will be the 2-7 matchup in the bracket. You just talked about the overall field in general, you know, how deep this tournament is over in Tonganoxie, Bonner Springs, the top seed, Metro Academy, Eudora, among a few others, Schlegel, of course, in there as well. But again, just the overall thoughts on the field and just the challenges here over the next few days.
Well, there's a lot of good teams there, first and foremost. Schlegel's much improved. They're sitting there at 5-2 as well. Bonner Springs, of course, has beaten some really good people, and they've only got one loss. And then Metro Academy is one of those where, you know, for us, it's game 8. Game 9 for them, it's game 17, game 18, because you know, they're not sanctioned by any high school organization, so they've been playing basketball games since mid-November, so they're ahead of us in terms of games and in terms of just the flow of the schedule, and they're pretty good too, not to mention that's who we saw in the championship last year, and we had our hands full to be able to get by them.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for this first-round matchup against Wichita North. You mentioned their guard play. You know, the record ain't there, but obviously the opponents and the league that they play in down in the Wichita area is certainly one of the better areas in the state. So when you look at keys to the game and just trying to bounce back from the Washington game, what's kind of the expectation for this first-round tilt?
Hey, well, the first thing foremost, we got to get the ball inside early. We've got to go inside. We've got to attack the basket. We do have a size advantage. We've got to take advantage of that. I think also defensively, we just got to get out and guard them and just put good ball pressure on them. Try to limit them to one shot. You know, I think another area where we could have a huge advantage is on the boards. So we've also, when we shoot the basketball, we got to go get it a little bit too. So it's going to be an interesting contest. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the tournament. People at Tonganoxie have always done a great job with this tournament, and so we're really happy to be back in it.
There it is. Atchison boys basketball coach Pat Battle joining us. The Tonganoxie Invitational starting today. Their first round matchup against Wichita North. A matchup on Friday at 4:30 to be determined on the opponent. They can make it to the championship game. It would be 6:00 on Saturday. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck here this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks a lot, and appreciate the coverage.